Hello, and welcome to another audio blog post from stateofsecurity.com. I'm your host, Brent Houston, and this week we're going to talk about some of the interesting content and topics that were just discussed at a conference that I attended called SpeakerConf in Oriensdaad, Aruba. Now, if you're unfamiliar with SpeakerConf, it is a yearly invitation-only technology conference, mostly focused around development and new technologies and bringing new technologies to market. It was a fantastic and fascinating experience, and I'm so very thankful that I got to attend and that I got an invitation to come and interact with these folks. These are very talented folks from around the world. If you are interested in SpeakerConf and want to find out more about attending in the coming years, please feel free to follow at SpeakerConf, that's Speaker, C-O-N-F, on Twitter. Those folks can tell you more about their conference and how to get an invitation. Some of the most fascinating content this week at the conference really centered around changes to Java in the coming releases. There apparently are quite a bit of changes to Java bytecode and new command set in application development, and there are a number of new capabilities that will be built into the Java virtual machine. There was also quite a bit of conversation about the usability, adaptability, and just the power that Ruby on Rails brings to the development market and some of the changes that are going on in that space as well. Apparently, the hit of the show was really the new language called Clojure, which is built on top of the Java virtual machine. And these folks seem to be really impressed with the work that's going on in all three of those development languages. And there was certainly some powerful presentations of products and development techniques that are forthcoming that really are going to change the way that we look at the web. And I'm really impressed with a lot of the work that's going on around Ruby on Rails and around Java. There are just some fascinating new techniques for doing secure applications that live in the browser and that interact in new and fascinating ways with the server side. The conference overall had a great deal of technical content. And while I'm not at liberty to talk about some of the things as they were released in confidence, there was a great deal of focus around some of the new craftsmanship movement that's going on in development. And a number of presentations centered on things like how do you find the right folks to hire into a development environment, how do you get those folks trained, how do you sort the folks into categories to apply the correct amount of training and apprenticeship to the right folks. And it seems like the development community is really going through a very interesting evolution as they're starting to come of age and really start to refine how they build these applications that we take for granted and use every day. For me, as a security person, this was fascinating because I got to see firsthand how these folks were thinking about attackers, how they were designing products, and my presentation was actually to that end. It was really to kind of give them a state of the threat update about how designing products with attacker and subversive communities in mind can help lower their reputational risk and the risk of malignant use of technology in the world. There was a lot of conversation about new attack processes. I got to spend a lot of time talking with folks one-on-one and in small groups about the way that attackers tamper with application protocols and perform in-memory tampering. We even got a just fantastic presentation from Aaron Bedra about some of the illicit use of processors and x86 technologies now in network interface cards and graphics cards, and some of the way that attackers are adapting this ubiquitous processor load that's occurring across the technical field to their tactics and strategies. There was a lot of interesting talk about moving into the next phase of information security and working in new types of testing into application development and QA phases that far exceed the things that we're testing for today, the OWASP Top 10 and the basic attack forms like SQL injection and cross-site scripting. And these folks seem to be quite engaged, quite interested in learning about how to begin to test and design their products with these new forms of attacks, in-memory tampering and crimeware on endpoints, all of those kinds of things in mind. So I guess what I really would leave from the takeaway of the conference and this week's audio blog is that there's quite a lot of maturing going on inside the development community, and the leaders in that community are well aware that they need to make some changes in how they teach new and upcoming programmers testing skills, how they refine their processes and design around handling attackers, and being prepared for all of the changes that are coming in technology in the next year or so. So I'm really glad to see that, and I think that over the next 3 to 5 years, many of these changes and design ideas will trickle down through the development community. And I'm very excited to continue to attend a number of development conferences around the world this year and really get to talk with folks about how to reduce the risk of malignant technology use as they design products and bring them to market. So if you can think of a conference that I should be attending, maybe that's outside my radar, if you've got one in mind in particular, please feel free to drop me a line. I would love to arrange to speak before many of the developer conferences this year. Well, thanks again for listening to another audio blog post from statusecurity.com. Today's podcast has been brought to you by Microsolved Inc. Microsolved Inc. is better security insights with less hassle, and they are real-world experts in penetration testing, threat management, and composite adversary team kinds of activities. I am the CEO and security evangelist there, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Take care and be safe out there.